You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 69. And today we're going to raise your standards to raise your results. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired business leaders and visionary entrepreneurs. It's time to raise your standards, and we're going to raise your standards in your money game first. Now, I've got a free tool that I want you to add to your toolbox today. It's called the Top 10 Rapid Cash Strategies that bring a quick influx of money into your business whenever you need it most. And it's totally free. It's at rapidcashstrategies.com. Now, here's why I think it's so important to add this to your toolbox. We're going to be faced at certain times throughout your business with a day when you were not planning on having a client leave, or maybe you got a little distracted with delivering all those awesome things that you deliver and you forgot to put a plan in place to bring some revenue in the door. So that's when you're going to want to use one of the 10 favorite techniques for bringing money in the door fast. I use them every day with my clients. I use them in my own business, and they can work for you too, but only if you know what they are. So grab your copy right now at rapidcashstrategies.com. Now let's jump into the full episode. Have you ever had one of those light bulb moments when all of a sudden you realize exactly why you're having the challenge or the problem you have? And even better, you know exactly how to fix it. That's where raising your standards comes in. I learned probably a good 20 years ago, going through my coach training program, how significant the impact is of raising our standards. And so I want you to think about today's episode like this. If you want a new outcome somewhere in your life, it almost always starts with raising your standards. Now, on a personal level, I can tell you a big area for me around this was with relationships. And as I learned to raise my standards and not just accept whatever came my way, not just, you know, look for the lowest common denominator between me and the person that I was dating, and we could apply this to really any relationship, I started to see that raising my standards and wanting more from an area of my life actually made me make better decisions. And so I started to take this habit that I was learning about and apply it to all the different areas of my business, all the different areas of my life for that matter. And I very quickly realized how important my standards were. And so I want to share a little bit of that with you today and some of the huge breakthroughs that working with a client would, you know, just have an instant shift in what their results were. So we're going to talk about how different standards are affecting your results. And then I want to give you 10 areas to think about raising your standards in. And actually, what I really want to do is create a conversation with you. I want to create a potential opportunity by challenging some of your assumptions and asking you questions that you may not have been asking yourself. And if you are in the Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com, I hope you will join us in a conversation about this. We're going to really look at what raising standards look like in different businesses to give you some great ideas about what other people are doing. Now, the way we look about standards, and actually this is going to be a two-parter. So today we're going to talk about standards, but in the next podcast episode, I'm going to talk about boundaries because they're partners in raising your results. And the way we look at standards is it's like the standards are your castle. So if you could imagine the most amazing castle that had everything you ever wanted in it, then the boundaries would be the moat that protects it. So the standards are the vision of what you want. And the boundaries have to be there to make sure that that is protected and that it reinforces that standard and allows you to keep it. Now, standards technically are a set of decisions for what you accept and accept. So when you look at any area of your life, the results you're getting right now are direct correlation to the standard that you have for it. And there may be areas of your business and life that you've never even thought about setting standards around. It's like you've just kind of allowed whatever was there to be there. But if you look at the results you want, raising your standards for what you will accept, not just from yourself, but from others, can actually shift the quality of the results you're getting. Now, our standards are technically driven by our self-esteem. They are influenced by our beliefs, okay? And so some people have naturally really high standards. Or if you've been hurt in the past, you may have really seen you need to raise your standards. And so that means you're probably not tolerating very many things. And hopefully in those areas, you don't have a lot of energetic drag because you have a really high quality of what you want and you make that happen in your life. But if you have really low standards, particularly in a certain area, almost always you will find there's a lot of drama, there's a lot of problems, and a lot of negative situations that kind of crowd in and come in through that particular area. So I'm going to just map out for a second three types, or what we might say levels, of standards. And I've been studying this for a very long time. I've really had to look at in my own life why certain problem areas occurred over and over and over again. And my big Achilles heel was always relationships. But any area that you tend to have ongoing problems, money, you know, the quality of a work product with the team, maybe even a level of excellence in what you deliver, any area, if you have ongoing chronic problems, your standards may be too low. And the good news is that by simply being connected to this idea today, you may be able to instantly raise your standards, which will instantly give you a great new result. I've been working on this with one of the members of the Awaken Leadership Lab, and it's been really exciting because we look at what your ideal client avatar is. And so you may have been at the point in your journey where you would take any client because it was just great to have the money coming in. And there becomes a point in time where you realize that not all clients are the same. Not all people who are going to come in and work with you will bring about the same experience for you, and it won't be as fun. And so starting to fine-tune and raise your standards of these are the kinds of clients I will work with, and it doesn't mean those other people are wrong or bad. It just means they're not right for you. And letting them go means you have less drama, less problems, less things you tolerate, and most importantly, less energy drains. So with this particular client I'm working on, who is absolutely my most precious client, like one of those people that you love working with, she's been realizing that she's had very low standards for what clients she would work with. And simply by establishing a new standard, she's out of nowhere been getting leads and having conversations and prospective consults with these amazing clients. And it was as simple as she out loud and wrote down, she said out loud and wrote down what her new standards were. So I don't think it's always going to be that easy, but becoming conscious and intentional about your standards helps you make better decisions and helps you clarify some of these places where maybe the gray zone is bringing a little bit of muckiness to the quality of what you're receiving. So let's talk about these three levels, and then I'll get into the types of places you can raise your standards. So low standards, good enough standards, and excellent standards. Okay, so let's look at what happens in these three different levels. In low standards, you tend to have painful problems and situations that are chronic. And this is where a lot of poverty and financial struggle and feeling like you're a victim, because you feel like things happen to you all the time with low standards. And you tend to have a pattern of attracting and or finding yourself in situations over and over and over again that you do not want. Okay. And I personally found that there's a lot of emotional duress in this low standard situation, meaning you're like, you struggle with it. You don't know why it's happening to you. This is where a lot of times emotional abuse, bullying happens. So low standards are, those are the signs that you have low standards. And so you might even notice that if you've got a area of your life that you have low standards, there's a lack of positive momentum. Okay, and it's attracting a lot of very undesirable outcomes. And more importantly, and I think this is critical, is to realize you tend to waste so much time here and energy. Another example that's come up recently for someone I'm working with is they were having too many people come in that were doing their free consult as a way to evaluate as a potential client relationship because they had low standards. That low standard was showing up as low threshold, so they weren't really qualifying their leads. And they were spending so much time with people that were not good potential clients for them. So we raised her standards and got really clear the type of client she wanted to work with. And all of a sudden, it was very clear there were some holes in her prospecting system that we could change the language, we could ask some better questions to evaluate them. And then she was more confident saying, no, that's not really my type of person, and just not meeting with them, sending them in a different direction that was a better fit. Another place is with your team. We're going to talk about this in a minute, but low standards around team oftentimes is you've hired someone without having high enough standards, and they typically waste a lot of time and energy of yours because they need so much handholding, so much direction. One of the most important signs, and I really want you to pay attention to this one, if you are being treated disrespectfully in any way, shape, or form, okay? Now, that doesn't mean you have disagreements. That doesn't mean that somebody doesn't understand you and you have a breakdown. I'm talking about something being outright disrespectful. And so you get to decide what that looks like for you, but be conscious of places where you're being disrespected and you're putting up with people's really poor behavior and it's draining you. Now let's move to the second tier, and these are good enough standards. And good enough standards are interesting because things are okay here. They're not amazing, but they're not necessarily bad. And it's very easy to simmer in the it's okay stew, which means you don't propel yourself to new levels of success. You don't allow things to be a catalyst to make your business amazing. And you tend to just let things be in that mediocre soup. So what happens here in good enough is you put up with things because they're not horrible. So you might have breakdowns and ongoing challenges that are chronically stealing your time, but because they're not costing you money or they're not red flagging, you just deal with them. You haven't prioritized fixing them. This is probably where you're working way too hard for not enough results because it's good enough. You know, you're getting some money in the door. But if you're really honest with yourself, it's not actually enough. And some of the signs that you're in good enough is, you know, you're not really like stretching and growing to the next level. And you're also not super uncomfortable. You're just in the space of everything's okay. Another thing is you do not really have momentum here. So you're not necessarily feeling like things are moving forward and you're not necessarily feeling like things are really getting to the goal level, but you're also not failing. You see where I'm going with this? It's like really this gray zone in the middle. And this is actually where complacency comes in. And another sign is you just do not have the motivation to really go to a new level. You don't have the drive and the enthusiasm and the inspiration you used to have. Nothing's really lighting your fire. And you don't really like, it's not sucking either, right? It's just like, it's just okay. And in that just okay, what I found for a lot of my clients is that they don't really have that motivation to grow, but they're not really happy with the revenue and the results either. And so this is where a lot of procrastination comes in. I was working with a client a couple years ago who was really stuck in this mediocre zone. And she knew, had this like little nagging feeling, like I want to do more. Like I felt like it was going to be more than this. But then she would really drop into all these fears and doubts and worries and make up all these stories about like what it would take to get to that next level and then fall back into good enough. And so what we were uncovering was her standards were too low for the results she thought she wanted. So it was okay to be there. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to have high standards, but if you want another level of revenue and results and you're not getting it, chances are you might be stuck in this good enough. Okay, so really looking at this place where everything's just okay, mediocre, blah, 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 and you're getting this little trickle feeling of, or this little tickle of a feeling like, I really thought I was going to have more, but you're not really achieving that on your own. Now let's talk about excellence in your standards. And excellence at the excellent level, there's a high confidence and there's a knowing that you deserve that outcome. And it's almost like it's your default. Like, of course, that's the level you want. And this is typically the standards are, or the signs that you're in the standard zone is that you kind of like navigate around problems really adeptly. That doesn't mean that problems don't surface, but either A, they don't bother you because you're like, I can't even be bothered with it. It's not really a problem. And you just move through it quickly. It's like, it doesn't trigger you. It doesn't pull you out of the game. Or what happens is you're very good at dealing with those challenges, conflicts. You have really great tools in your toolkit because your standard is for your energy to stay high and for you to have good relationships. And you tend to deal with things very quickly. Typically, people with excellent standards in the money department, their finances are in good shape. They have good tools in place. They've hired great people to help them stay on top of their money. They've got good coaches. They are basically committed to doing whatever it takes to have that excellence as an outcome. I've also noticed that people with excellent standards typically have pretty healthy relationships because they don't let things go. You know, like I this is one of the areas I've really had to work on in my own life. And so when things come up with a friend, I'm typically going to just address it right away and go, hey, this happened. Look, what can we do differently in the future? When it comes to working with a team member, if you've got something that comes up that triggers you, you would pick up the phone and say, hey, this is going on. How could we resolve this differently in the future so it doesn't become a road bump for us? What we call it in the industry is staying above water. Okay, it's above board. You're not getting like pulled down into the muck. So with high standards, the idea is you want to improve the quality of your results, the quality of your life, the quality of your financial flow. And it's almost like you make a deep decision that I will have that higher quality experience. And so you have to look at what is missing. What have you not committed to having? What have you not decided to experience? So with money, it might be, I got to commit to being a seven-figure business owner, or I've got to commit to always having way more money than I do bills. It's like my standards have to go up here. Now, as you move through these levels and you move from low standards where there's lots of pain, lots of problems, and you're constantly in the muck to probably the next level where it's like, okay, things are better, but they're not amazing. And then from medium or mediocre to amazing, you're going to notice that each step requires you to boost your self-esteem, to make clear intentional choices, and you have to decide to be all in. Okay. And what I find that happens at that high level is you are increasingly attractive. You're magnetic. You become so compelling. And it's like things that you want. And it's almost like things are so easy and effortless because you've committed to being the person where those things happen easily and effortlessly. Effortlessly. So think about what standard, what choice in some area of your life might you need to commit to a higher level of excellence, a higher level of good, and play with it. Like, you don't have to make it perfect today, but if you've been chronically struggling in an area, choose today to raise your standard in that area, okay? So some of the things that really separate you in the action side of raising your standards is being willing to do what you wouldn't normally do. This is a huge one. Like, if you find that you're constantly bumping up against this area, it's not working for you, what would you do? What would someone that has good results in this area do differently than you normally do? Okay. How could you raise your expectations? Now, expectations are a little tricky because we don't want to put expectations out there that are unrealistic. But if you're raising your standard, how could you expect more from yourself or others in this area? So let's say you're going to raise your standards around your money game. So your expectation might be every month I balance my checkbook and I know what's coming in and what's going out. That would be your expectation for yourself. And then if you were working with a bookkeeper, the expectation would be they give me the XYZ information from my bank account so I can make good decisions. Another angle to look at here to help you with this leveling up is, how could you need something that's of a higher caliber? See, a lot of times we get in trouble around standards is because we like convince ourselves we don't need anything. And yeah, you may not need the same things I need. You may not need the same things your partner needs. You may not need the same things that someone else that you know needs. But I guarantee you that if your standards are too low, you may have moved a little bit into martyr, or as in the Money DNA program, we talk about the monk, where it's like, yeah, I don't need anything. And you kind of distance yourself from your real needs. So allow yourself to notch up your needs. So this might be, I need more financial flow to feel good in my life. Maybe you need more self-care and you need to raise your standard in your self-care department. Maybe you need more time with your friends in order to feel connected and drop back into a more ease and grace type of living. Maybe you need to raise your desires. Okay, so maybe it's time to desire something that feels more connected, more inspiring, and more fulfilling for you. So think of it like you get to experiment and try on new areas. And I promised you 10 places to focus on. One is your money practices. Okay, so how could you raise your standards in your money practices? Now, if you've got problems with money, you never have enough, it overwhelms you, you don't pay any attention to it, I guarantee you, you need to raise your standards around here. And one of the big things that I teach in the Awaken Leadership Program is how to create a healthy relationship with money and be a good CEO and steward of the financial flow you have. So you may need to look at, how am I stewarding the money that flows in and out of my life? Okay, Money DNA Mastery is a really great program to help you out with that. Two, clients. Okay, so do you have clients and customers that light you up and are easy to work with and make you want to do more, more, more? Or do you feel drained and exhausted? Okay, be brave and courageous enough to raise your standards if you're putting up with too much from the type of clients that you're experiencing right now. I had a client who was in the virtual assistant community, and this was a big area. We had to raise the standard of the type of clients that she would allow in. And that also meant she had to raise what she charged. So it was really great to see it unfold for her, where even though there was fear, she started charging more, which meant she attracted higher quality clients who were willing to pay her more to do the work that she loved to do most. So explore the type of clients and your standards for the clients you have. An action here could be literally creating a description of your most amazing client you want to work with. Three, relationships. Okay, so relationships can literally span any type of relationship. Relationship with friends, relationships with family, relationships with your siblings and your children, relationships with people on social media. But if relationships are a source of pain for you, how could you raise the quality of the type of people you let in and that you choose to invest your time and energy with? Listen, if you're feeling drained every time you spend time with someone, chances are that's not a great relationship. Somehow you need to change that dynamic. Okay, so relationships. Next, for your team. Okay, so this is another type of relationship, and I call it out separately because when you have a business and you're hiring people to work with you on your business, and you're either hiring employees or virtual assistants or contractors, the dynamic with them and whether or not your expectations are being met can completely tie to your standards. Are you allowing things to go on? People repeatedly not making deadlines, people repeatedly not delivering quality outcomes, and you're putting up with that, and then you're like frustrated all the time. Or do you have high expectations that you communicate? Do you set high standards and just say, hey, this is how we are here, and you're either in and you raise to that standard or you're not? So the quality of your team's performance will often tie directly to the quality of the standards you're setting. So now let's go to the next one. Five, your leadership style. Okay, so this is a different version of how you work and delegate with your team. Your leadership style. Are you really showing up as a high vibration leader? Or are you doing shenanigans and kind of like letting your shadow energy show up? Are you, you know, not keeping your word? Are you, you know, like doing too much on your own and not delegating well? Are you defaulting into places where your team is uninspired because, you know, you're treating them poorly? Look at the level of your leadership style. And whether you have a team or not, you're leading every day. So how are you leading people? How are you inspiring them to take action? See if that feels congruent with the standards you're setting for your life. Now, let's look at some other areas, like how you're showing up in the world. Okay, so as a leader, the way we lead and inspire, but now how do we keep our word? How are we communicating with others? So how you're showing up? Are you showing up with love? And are you being grace and ease? Or are you like a Tasmanian devil racing around, bumping things and crashing and breaking things and expecting people to, you know, clean up after you? How you show up in the world is very powerful. And whether you know it or not, people are making decisions about whether or not they want to work with you, whether or not they want to partner with you, whether or not they want to bring you into their events to speak simply by how you show up. And if you're a Tasmanian devil and you're a hot mess all the time, chances are that's showing through. Raise your standards. Choose to get yourself to the next level. Get more organized. Calm down. Do some stress management. Find a way to get into ease and grace. Okay, that may not be for everyone, but you want to look at how do you rate yourself there? Next, what's getting your yes? So what kind of commitments and what things are you saying yes to? You may need to raise your standards in how much you commit to and what you commit to. Listen, this is the high price of success is your time will get more limited. And so one of the standards as you become more influential, you get out there as an industry leader, you get more popular, you will have less time. And so you'll have to raise your standard for what gets your yes. Otherwise, you'll be overwhelmed and overcommitted. Next is, as I mentioned earlier, your self-care. So one of the things that goes out the window first when we get busy is what we do for ourselves. And that could be as simple as you're going to the gym, you're going for your walks, you're going to yoga, you're doing your meditation and having a morning routine that sets you up for success. It can also be allowing yourself to protect your energy. Okay, that kind of goes hand in hand with the one I said before. But your self-care is critical to feel expansive. And if you're not feeling expansive, you got to dig in and figure out what's missing. Choose to set a new standard for having more time, having more energy, having more self-care. One of the first standards I worked on with a client of mine named Tracy several years ago was her self-care. And, you know, this is something I've also had to do for my own self, is having a protective boundary around your time and what you do for yourself first. It's kind of like when you're on the airplane and the flight attendant says, put your air mask on first and then put it on the child that's with you. You've got to have your self-care first. So if you're not getting enough, it's time to raise your standard in this area. Make a commitment for how you will take care of yourself, how you will create time, how you will nurture the energy and the bandwidth you have. Okay, so make a decision. We'll talk about boundaries in the next podcast on how to protect that. The next one is time management. Okay, so time management, a little bit connected to what we just said, but how can you protect your time by setting higher standards? So it may be that you need a calendaring system. It may be that you need to get clear and intentional about what can get on your calendar. But time management is a huge component of raising your standards. And the last one, and this is something that I think is really important to explore, is how you accomplish goals. Okay, so this is one that could be quite intriguing. You may not have thought about this before, but what is your approach to achieving your goals and growing your business? See, some people are like, work more, get more done. How do I squeeze every ounce of life out of my day? And then you're burned out and you've been burning the candle for both ends for so long. You can't possibly can't possibly grow. And then that affects your standards because you lower your standards because you think you've been expecting too much. I'd like to challenge that assumption and invite you to explore the standard of how you work. I'm very committed to growing with ease and grace. And if something starts feeling like it's not easy and I can't do it with grace and it starts to feel all frenetic, I'm out. And so I've really been cultivating the practice of how do I grow? How do I keep expanding? And it continued to be fun and it can continue to feel expansive and it lights my fire. I think it's one of the most powerful standards you could upgrade. How do you grow your business? Really look at your approach and your mindset about growth. Is it serving you? Is it making you feel excited? Or is it sucking the life out of you? You might want to raise your standard there. So this has been our deep dive into standards. And here's what I'd invite you to do. Don't try and raise your standards in all 10 areas at once. Pick one or two that feel really powerful, really exciting to up-level in that area. And then start playing the game. And as I mentioned before, join us in the Amplify Your Success community. Let's start sharing what's working, what's not working, share ideas. It could be a very powerful experience. Plus, I'll continue to share some ideas on raising your standards there as well. Next episode, I will talk about boundaries, which is your protection system for your standards. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. Bye for now. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. On the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.